USA Radio News.
Jeremy Scott's a late-night deal on Saturday clears the way for Congress to vote on a $900 billion COVID-19 economic relief package as soon as today. The bill includes a temporary increase in unemployment benefits of $300 a week, stimulus payments of $600 to most Americans, and a fresh round of bailouts for businesses, schools, health care providers, and renters facing eviction. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer stressed the urgency of passing the bill.
We have until Sunday at midnight to secure a final agreement, draft the legislation, and move it through both chambers of Congress with alacrity. I agree with the Republican leader on this. We need to deliver an outcome and deliver it quickly.
President Trump signed a bill on Friday to fund the government through Sunday. The first shipments of the COVID-19 vaccine from Moderna are on their way across the country after leaving a distribution center in Mississippi this morning. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
A fire at a foreclosed home in Queens, New York, killed a mother and her kids and injured several other people, including two firefighters on Saturday. One firefighter fell through the floor, but luckily was not seriously injured.
This is a terrible tragedy, not just for this community, but for our city. And at this time of year, when these things strike, it just tears your heart out.
WABC reports the city has been investigating the home for 2 years after receiving complaints of possible squatters and illegal dwellings. Officials said the home had a history of code violations and 8 people were living there. SpaceX launched a secret payload on Saturday.
SpaceX closed out a record year by launching its 26th Falcon 9 rocket to put a classified National Reconnaissance Office satellite into orbit. The launch from historic Pad 39A at Kennedy Space Center atop 1.7 million pounds of thrust had launched at 9 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President-elect Joe Biden and future First Lady Jill Biden will get their first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine on Monday. The vaccination will be televised from a medical facility in Delaware, where the Bidens will thank frontline healthcare workers. Their second doses will come about a week before Inauguration Day. Minnesota State Senator Jerry Ralph has died of complications from coronavirus. Senator Ralph was a Vietnam War veteran and in his first term. He's reportedly the first lawmaker from Minnesota whose death is connected to COVID-19. Ralph was elected to the Minnesota Senate in 2016. Just in time for Christmas, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced new restrictions due to COVID-19. More from USA Radio's Dan Naraki.
London and areas in southern England that have seen surges in COVID cases will now fall under new restrictions that will prohibit non-essential travel to and from those areas and ban mixing of households, canceling plans to allow so-called Christmas bubbles over the holiday. Johnson says he couldn't see any other alternative in trying to control the spread of the virus.
When the science changes, we must change our response. When the virus changes its method of attack, we must change our method of defense. And as your Prime Minister, I sincerely believe there is no alternative open to me.
In California, places of worship in Los Angeles County are allowed to resume indoor services with restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.